Bubbles looked and looked until she found a pond she thought would be just right. It wasn't too deep, and it had a nice sandy bottom without any rocks that would disturb her when she practiced her ballet. Bubbles decided to take a nap. After all, it had been very exciting to escape from the park. Watching the zookeepers chasing around looking for her had been fun. But all the walking and searching for just the right pond was very, very tiring. In fact, she had never been this tired before. Bubbles sank down to the sandy bottom of her new pond and fell into a deep, peaceful sleep. In a little while, she saw a bright, beautiful white light beaming down on her. As Bubbles reached up to touch the white light, she felt herself getting lighter and lighter, just like a graceful ballerina. She felt as light as a feather as she started floating up into the beautiful, bright light in the sky. The next day, the searchers told everyone the distressing news that, indeed, Bubbles had died. All the animals in the park were very sad and wanted to say goodbye to Bubbles. During the funeral, the zookeeper played taps, and all the animals in the park sang Amazing Grace. Now, let's listen to Bubbles' final piece of music. And if you listen very carefully, you can hear Bubbles laughing as she splashed in the water, practicing all of her ballet moves in a great, big, white, fluffy cloud that looks just like her new pond. You'll hear Bubbles jumping, leaping, and twirling in the clouds, making it rain in the animal park. Her old animal friends and family from the African savanna yelled, "Brava! Brava!" and clapped their hooves and paws. Everyone was talking at once, saying how graceful and wonderful Bubbles danced. So you see, Bubbles finally got her wish to dance the ballet for an audience.